in New York. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio, who's on assignment. Relying too much on technology can have its risks. Multiple people, for example, have driven their cars into lakes because they were relying on GPS. There's a version of that for accountants. These days, accountants use software programs to do your taxes. It makes things faster and allows them to file online with the IRS. But well into tax season, those software programs still haven't fully caught up with the new tax law. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra reports.
The other day, Andrea Parnes, a CPA in Queens, was working on a tax return.
I was ready to cry.
She'd been trying to figure out whether her client, a business owner, would qualify for a 20% tax deduction created under the new tax law. She'd done the numbers with paper and a calculator.
And then I looked at the version on the computer, and the software came up with something completely different.
She phoned a friend. Two, actually. Both CPAs.
And they both said, I think you're right. I think the software is wrong.
Parnes didn't want to say which tax software she uses, but she says it's been wrong several times this year. I've been hearing that a lot. Jeff Levine is a CPA in New York.
We put all our businesses on extension because we just are not confident that the software's handle everything correctly.
The tax overhaul became law at the end of 2017. But for the companies that make professional tax software, TaxAct, Intuit, Wolters Kluwer, Thomson Reuters, there was a lot of information they still needed. Mark Yeager, a director at TaxAct, says the IRS had to come out with new forms and rules.
Then states have to figure out what they're doing. Do we conform? Do we follow the changes that happened at the federal level? Or do we start doing our own thing?
Every time they change the guidance, we need to go ahead and update the software.
Swati Garodia is with Thomson Reuters. She says a lot of these changes have come down to the wire.
Those updates from local authorities are coming in even today.
That means software companies have been in constant update mode, which means accountants have been in constant wait-a-minute mode, because those updates could apply to their clients. And worse, all those updates can lead to glitches in the software, like the one Andrea Parnes, the CPA in Queens, noticed. TaxAct and Thomson Reuters, the two software companies we spoke to, wouldn't say how many more glitches they've had this year. Parnes says the scary thing is, if she hadn't known the law well, she might not have noticed the error.
What about the people that aren't, you know, going to seminars and really up on what the laws are and what the answer should be? What about people who are just relying on their software to come up with the right answer?
She says, especially in a year like this, accountants have to remember that the software is just a tool, and they can't let it do all the work for them. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.